Today we're talking about something I think a lot of people have heard because you've done amazing marketing for the Challenger Miracle Field. I have Ron Kampf here. Ron, let's first and foremost talk. You have a big event. This is the first time you're trying an Oktoberfest as a fundraiser. Is that the deal?
It's a fundraiser, and thanks for having me, Dino.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us an overview of Miracle Field. How did it start? You were just telling me it started with a little league, right?
In Webster, we had Challenger Baseball. We started in 2001, so it's been 22 years. I've dedicated
doesn't it?
I didn't have gray hair. Thank God I'm on radio. We'll fast forward from 22 years ago to 2014. The idea came to me from our treasurer of the Little League, Katie White. We should build a field for these kids, mm-hmm. We kind of honestly played Sunday afternoons. It was hot, and we took whatever fields we could get.
Right.
We should build a field for them. The power of the internet came up with this Miracle Field idea. I'm like, what is this? And little did I know that it was evolved into a big project, but a very good, rewarding project. So we...
It's an amazing place, right over in Webster.
It's right in Webster. It's Challenger Miracle Field of Greater Rochester. We have kids and players. I call them kids. And we have ages 4 to, let's see, Billy is 50 years old. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll take them, any
right.
age. I mean, it's all about having fun. Originally, it was going to be a baseball field. We redesigned it several times and made it rectangular for rectangular sports. It's a special turf. It doesn't have the black pellets in it. It's soft, but you can get a wheelchair out there and a walker. And we play flag football in the fall, and we're starting kickball for younger kids starting September 10th. We do soccer, baseball, special events, and just have a lot of fun out there. And
Are they leagues, or are they just special events?
No, these are leagues. The Challenger Baseball League. We play a season from middle of May until our season-ending awards picnic in August, and then the flag football is a league.
Uh-huh.
And you can sign up and go to rochestermiraclefield.org and learn all about it. And then we even expanded to, we play basketball. There's a basketball league that starts in the fall off-site. Obviously, we can't play year-round on Miracle Field. At least I haven't had the nerve to bring up a dome yet.
Not yet.
But, we do a bowling league. Mm-hmm. So they're organized leagues. And, they run from a particular time, from week to week. No experience necessary. The biggest misconception is my son or daughter doesn't know anything about baseball or football or soccer.
Right.
We have people helping buddies. The volunteers are actually get more out of it than the actual kids, I think. You come walking away, you got a bad day, and you come there for a couple hours, you walk away and you feel great. You're helping somebody. And these kids, again, I say kids, all ages, they're all happy. They're happy just to be out there and having fun and meeting their friends.
If you can't smile after helping a child or anybody with any kind of disability, then, you don't have a heart, right?
At the end of the day, I see, so many people that have come and volunteered that are very successful in life. I mean, define success. I don't know, your job,
right.
The money you make. Everybody goes through that period of time where you just don't feel... I don't know, like
you've done anything.
You haven't done anything.
Your
self-worth, And people come and it's like, I'm hooked. I want to do this again. We have several volunteers. They don't just do baseball. They go, hey, what's the next one, And you don't have to have any experience. If you have, you can count to 1 to 20. You're up to bat. Okay, who's next,
So now we're talking about children and adults, you said.
Yes.
Up with disabilities. Any kind of disability?
Cognitive. We've got autistic children and adults, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, wheelchair walkers, any struggle they may have, visually impaired, we accommodate and we make it. We make it fun.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to be from Webster to do this.
No. And, that's another...
Misconception.
When we named the field,
right.
It's Challenger Miracle Field of Greater Rochester. I have a player that comes south of Canisius Lake. The mother said, I'll drive whatever it takes. I mean, it's over an hour drive.
Sure.
you know, from all points of the county. And for baseball, there are other challenger programs. So, you know, there's 7 or 8 different challenger programs. At times, those programs have come to play at our field just to check it out. And it's, you know, it's just, it's open to anybody, from here to wherever.
Do you have outside organizations come and use your field?
Is that, example, I'll tell you, we've had the Trauma Center at the U of R used as a fundraiser. They did a walk, the Buddy Walk, which is Western New York. They did their Buddy Walk. So that you have different organizations that come to use it, whether it's for a day or you know, a special event. Or Penfield has a challenger program, and that has become their home field. So they play right before us on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. We actually play, we had 6 teams this year, so we play Tuesday nights a little more structured league. We kind of teach these players, they're older adults, that you're not always safe in life. So we play a somewhat of an organized baseball game, although some still haven't figured out the infield fly rule. But baseball is a simple game, yet it's very hard to there's so many stinking rules. But we just, you know, we have fun doing it, and they learn, you know, you're not always safe in life, and you're out once in a while. So it's a learning curve, but it's fun.
What's the website again? Because I checked it out here, you know, yes, obviously before we were talking.
RochesterMiracleField.org. And you can check it out.
It's a great website.
There's some very nice videos, yes.
And it just shows what you guys are doing over there.
We're trying hard. And like I said,
obviously, we're talking about the Oktoberfest because that's coming up on September 16 and 17.
Yes.
In the Webster Fireman's Field.
Yes.
Okay. This is a full-fledged. You got Michael Spang, who is Mr.
Oktoberfest.
Here in the greater Rochester area. And you guys are going for it.
You know what? I guess the saying is go big or go home, right?
Exactly.
So we're hoping to have a successful event. We've got a very large tent, stage set up. We've got German bands. We've got
you got Barry from Swan Market with the food.
Markets,
you got to have the food.
Beer and Wine by Cobblestone on the Main. Nancy's Fried Dough. Helmet Strudel of Western New York. Entertainment, and you know, obviously, there are a lot of Germans there, but there's a lot of people that just like to have a good time. It's a big party. I mean, I just went to the German Fest, and it was like packed. I was like, wow. And we've been struggling for, 2 years trying to get out and do things.
Exactly.
So we're hoping for a very good turnout.
Well, they just had the Ukrainian festival. You didn't have to be
record
a Ukrainian
numbers. Exactly.
To go to the Ukrainian festival.
Hey, I love Italian food. I go to the Italian festivals and things like that.
Exactly.
And, it's just a great venue for people to get out and have a good time.
So you're starting at noon on the 16th. That's the Friday of that weekend.
Yes.
And it goes right through, it's Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday, noon to 10.
Okay. And all that information is also on your website?
Yes.
Okay. And all the bands, you've got the Frankfurters, the Ausländers, the Elders Band, Yodeler Richard Brandl.
Yeah, he's coming from Germany, believe it or not.
Oh, and, yeah. Well, again, you got Mike Spang.
I'll tell you what, he's done the Oktoberfest in Ronequate for probably 30 years. So
easily.
I mentioned his name, and everybody's, wow, he's doing it. So we're hoping that it's as successful in Webster. We're starting off with just 1 weekend this year, but if we do well,
right?
You know,
if
people respond, and please, they have to remember it's for a charity. So we're trying to raise money and awareness for Miracle Field and people with challenges. And
I was going to say, so funding now, are there any government funding access for you?
We built the field, we had some state grants, you know, but we relied a lot on foundations and fundraisers. We've done so many fundraisers. It's just, and the community has stepped up. And
is this one of the biggest ones you've tried?
I think this will be obviously it will be the most well attended.
Right.
We've had galas and things like that where we've made significant money. We just thought that it's time to try something new. Like I said, Mike came to me back in probably January, February, and asked what I thought about it. I said, let's see if we can make this work. So,
right.
You know, our goal is to have expenses covered by sponsors before we go into this, and then we get the gate, you know, the people gate. That come in there, the admission charge. And again, our it's more than, you know, yeah, we need to raise money, but it's a good awareness thing. So,
well, I was just going to say, it's if anything, people are coming to have fun, get the food, enjoy the entertainment, have a beer,
right.
But they're going to learn about the Challenger
we
Miracle
hope so.
Field,
I mean,
too.
I, right? You know, you touch a certain amount of people, and there's people that will come to this and be really like, wow, that's a really cool charity.
Right.
And then there's people that just want to have a good time, you know?
Well,
I mean, hey, you know, I mean, I went to the Oktoberfest for many times when I was back then. I was 18.
Yeah.
19,
yeah.
20. And now we didn't.
That's a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was quite a few. we went, we, you know, we were just there to have fun, you know, but, you know, I think we'll touch some people, and they'll be streaming videos on the tent.
So you were talking about volunteers. If somebody wants to volunteer, somebody here is listening to us right now, and they say, that sounds like something I could do or something that would be fun. What would they do? Do they have to go through any screening or anything?
Yeah, we do. We have a background check. It's really easy. It takes about 10-15 minutes to fill out. But people contact us through the website. Or they, you know, I give up my phone number all the time, 585-737-7499, if they want to volunteer, and I'll make sure that, you know, we get them to...
You'll have something for them
to
do.
We'll have something for them. We have some that just love football. They volunteer for football, or mm-hmm. they're busy. They just pick a sport. I have some that continue to come to bowling and baseball and soccer and football, and we do a special... special needs Night to Shine Valentine's prom. I get volunteers for that. Who wouldn't want to come and watch the kids have fun dancing and playing? And just, you know, like I said to you off air, I've had volunteers come up to me because I'm hooked. I'm hooked, you know.
Right.
So we have a good relationship with St. John Fisher with some of their students every year.
Oh, yeah.
We started that. So they have a volunteer program. And in fact, we have one girl that met her hours probably about 40 hours ago, and she still comes just because she fell in love with the players and the kids. I mean, they're just...
I don't know if they still do it. They used to do a wheelchair basketball fundraiser at St. John Fisher that I used to MC.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes,
yeah, I used to MC that.
I'm not sure if they still do that, but yeah, I mean, and you know, so I'll tell you what, so many of these players, I call them players, they're involved. They've got fuller schedules than we do. You know? I mean, you know, wheelchair basketball, Rochester Rookies. I mean, there's so many different organizations.
You should get the Rochester Wheels. Those guys
Those
guys
cool.
go around the country and play basketball.
Play.
They're amazing.
I watch them play.
Yeah.
I mean, I could run around and they used to play
the faculty at Fisher.
Yes, right? I remember that. Yep.
And they would like spot them like 40 points, and then just come back
blow
them away.
They're good. Yep.
It was always fun
to
watch.
It was really cool. So,
all right, so here we go. We're talking September. It's Oktoberfest.
Well, my grandson says, "Why do they call it Oktoberfest? It should be Septemberfest." I go, even in Germany, throughout the year, they call them Oktoberfest, whether they're having them in,
in
the summertime or
somebody
whatever.
Somebody asked me the same thing.
I know.
September 16 and 17, it's going to be at the Webster Fireman's Field. You can't miss it. It's right in the heart of Webster.
Yep.
If somebody wants to just check out your field, the Miracle Field, where is that exactly?
That's at 1000 Ridge Road. It's Webster Town Hall, right adjacent to the police station.
Oh, okay.
Ridge Park.
Oh, it's right there. Okay.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've had several people. We have another... part to the puzzle is we built an accessible
a pavilion. Is
pavilion.
That
we have a building there, a pavilion. We're going to motorize doors on the bathrooms we're having installed, and then we have an adaptive playground.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's a play with possibilities playground, wheelchair glider. There's lots of different things. It's a smooth surface, and it's meant to be inclusive. You have my grandkids go there, and they'll see somebody in a wheelchair playing. I go over there all the time. There's group homes using it. That was nothing in the original plan. As I'm building a baseball field, and I'm going to walk away and just ride off into the sunset, and then
you've created a monster.
We've created a monster.
In only the best way.
People joke around, hey, you know, you should build a gym up there on that other field. I go, oh, okay, sure.
Let's see how Oktoberfest goes.
Lights are in the mix. We're scheduled to have lights put up.
Oh, nice.
Yep. We've got a grant for that. We're just waiting. The installers are volunteering the installation of this, which would probably say it's going to save us lots of money.
Lots,
and we're at their, you know, I mean, they got to make money. So when they get there,
when they get ready and they have time,
if that ever happens. But yeah, so everybody else plays under lights. Why can't these kids have some games under lights? Friday night football.
There you,
know,
you go.
Whatever.
Right. So let's have some fun. Oktoberfest, September 16 and 17 to benefit Challenger Miracle Field, Webster Fireman's Field. And it starts noon on Friday. I'll be over there doing my happy hour broadcast.
There you go.
On that Friday afternoon.
You're going to draw about 2,000 people right off the bat, right?
Don't put that on me, Rob. All I know is I can't wait to see Barry and Swan's Market and all the the bands and stuff, the entertainment. And again, you have Mr. Oktoberfest in the greater Rochester area, Mike Spang, putting it all together for you, so you know it's going to be legit. So
I'll tell you, working with him has been a pleasure. But he's got all the T's crossed and I's dotted, and I'm hoping for
A huge success. And only grows from here on out, right?
We'll see.
RochesterMiracleField.org.
You got it.
I got it right?
Yes, you do.
Ron Kemp, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.